more on that Economic Management Council. It was set up at the height of the economic crisis when the current government came to power in 2011, and its members are the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Finance Minister and the Minister for Public Expenditure. They meet regularly to discuss and decide key questions of economic policy, but it has many critics. Petula Martin reports.
Many people feel that a coup d'etat has taken place inside this government, that the Economic Management Council has seized all powers to itself.
My questions relate to the Economic Management Council, and many people are concerned that there are more advisors than members of government attend that and speak at this very, very powerful council. And there's fundamental questions to be asked in terms of the constitutionality of it, in my view.
Joe Higgins and Micheál Martin raising concerns in the Dáil about the Economic Management Council. It was set up under extraordinary economic circumstances, but with an improving economy, is there still a case for the EMC? Former Tánaiste Michael McDool.
The government is answerable to Dáil Éireann as the government, not as a subcommittee of government. So in those circumstances, I think that it is subversive of constitutional values to keep it in existence now, whatever excuse was given for having it while the Troika were here.
Labour's Éan Ó'Riordán, recently appointed a Minister of State, says Ireland still faces economic challenges. He's in favour of keeping the EMC.
These are extreme times, extremely testing times, economically, socially and every other way in Ireland, and we need to have that focus from the Economic Management Council, and again it needs to be split parity of esteem between the two parties of government.
Previous governments have faced testing times as well, and they didn't have an Economic Management Council. They had a collective cabinet decision-making process. Why this government? Why now?
Because we've never had an economic meltdown like this one. We've never had in the history of our state a mess comparable to the economic situation we found ourselves in. We've never had the IMF in here before. We never had to deal with the Troika. We never had the level of national debt before.
Minister for Agriculture Simon Coveney says the EMC helps maintain cohesion between the coalition parties.
The role of the EMC primarily is about keeping a strong and positive and mutually respectful relationship between two different parties in government. I think that is the main value of it. And I think it's served both Labour and Fine Gael well in that context, in terms of the relationship that has been maintained through, let's face it, a very difficult period in government.
During that difficult period in government, John Walsh was a special advisor to then Minister for Education, Rory Quinn. He gives the example of a proposal by the Department of Education, which was rejected by the EMC.
One that was discussed, to my knowledge, at that council was the question of the possibility of worsening the pupil-teacher ratio at primary level. And we had very reluctantly in education proposed a worsening of the pupil-teacher ratio at primary level. But the EMC, which at the time comprised three teachers and one other minister, the Tánaiste, who wasn't a teacher, decided no, this would not happen. So that obviously had to go back to Cabinet for final sign-off, but the Cabinet was certainly not going to disagree with the four most powerful ministers in the Cabinet.
Michael McDool questions another decision made by the EMC, the decision to impose spending limits on health estimates.
One of the things that concerned me quite a lot was when it became clear that the Minister for Health, Dr. James Riley, really wasn't in charge of developing the estimates and putting together the estimates for consideration each year by the Dáil, as the Constitution requires. Instead, he was being just given spending limits and told that he would have to work out in his own way by undetermined measures how he would live within those estimates. And I believe that that whole process whereby the Economic Management Council just handed him out a maximum figure and then said, you run the health system within that figure, that is not what the Constitution requires of government.
The Economic Management Council is a place where a relatively small number of people can get around a table and try to figure out solutions to sometimes very difficult and awkward problems.
But is that not the role of Cabinet to make those decisions? And do you not feel you're rubber stamping decisions that have been made at the EMC when you're a Cabinet Minister? You have a role to play in those decisions.
No, I don't. The Cabinet does make the decisions, but the EMC often brings proposals and compromises. Sometimes those compromises are pretty well thought out by the time they come to Cabinet, but it is the Cabinet that makes the decisions. There's nothing to stop individual ministers objecting, and that has happened at times.
it is demeaning for other ministers who are not part of the Economic Management Council to find that decisions have been made effectively behind their back without their being given an opportunity to discuss the issues and to have their input. Either you are a member of government or you're not.
The myth and the allegations surrounding the Economic Management Council, that this is some quartet that makes all the decisions for government, is nothing other than a myth.
When I was Taoiseach, that I would meet with the Taoiseach before cabinet meetings just to go through what was coming up on the cabinet agenda and to see were we all singing from the same hymn sheet between the two parties in government. But there wasn't a sense that there was a group, an inner group of people making the economic decisions which the other people just had to rubber stamp. And I think that that's an undesirable development.
Well, if that's what Michael McDougall said, it sounds like he did have an EMC of sorts, except it was just an informal arrangement. This is just sounds like a slightly more formal version of that. You know, I mean, I think Michael McDougall is looking to judge this government in the context of the way in which the government that he was previously part of worked or didn't work. And I think it's always difficult to judge from the outside.
Agriculture and Defence Minister Simon Coveney ending that report on the Economic Management Council by Petula Martin.